It's not going to be easy for those living rough in Chilliwack if the weather turns nasty in the new year. Ruth and Naomi's mission officials announced that as of January 1, they won't be able to provide extreme weather response shelter beds for Chilliwack's unhoused as they have in past years. The weather-based shelter program is one where designated agencies get provincial funding for when winter temperatures drop below freezing and open their doors for the night, usually offering a mat, a warm drink, and a snack. I'm reaching out to share some difficult news about this winter's extreme weather response, EWR, said Scott Gallardi, executive director of Ruth and Naomi's, in a December 24 announcement. Unfortunately, despite their best efforts and extensive discussions, mission officials were unable to secure a location for this winter season, and that means no extreme weather spaces run by RAN will open as of the new year. Although in January 2024, 40 extra shelter spaces did open up at the Spadina Avenue facility in the former United Church during a bitter cold snap, that EWR option is no longer available since the building was demolished. This outcome is deeply disappointing for all of us. I know how vital the extreme weather response is during the colder months, and I'm sure we all share a profound concern for the well-being of those we collectively support, Gallardi wrote in the RAN notice to media and fellow services agencies. The extreme weather policy in the past has been to never turn anyone away, with police given a mandate to assist those at risk to find a bed when the temperatures drop below zero. According to BC Housing, the opening of extreme weather response shelters are triggered when the designated agency official in the community declares an alert for sub-zero temperatures under the Assistance to Shelter Act, with the understanding that anyone sleeping outside could be putting their health and safety at risk. Extreme weather response funding is from BC Housing to assist anyone who is experiencing or at risk of homelessness. Mission officials say they were, however, able to secure extra reaching home funding to expand their overnight shelter capacity from 40 beds to 50 starting January 1. While this increase is a step forward, it also means we won't have the additional capacity required to run an extreme weather response program this winter, Gallardi noted. I recognize the challenges this poses for our community and those we serve. The Mission Ed acknowledged the collaboration of Chilliwack service providers. By continuing to work together, I'm confident we can do our best to navigate these difficult circumstances and ensure we're providing as much support as possible.